Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee. Wirt reaches second base with a double. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe takes first base on ball four. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline strikes out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Agee moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito strikes out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wirt hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. John scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wirt for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McAuliffe for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boyer strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Matthews scoops it up and throws to first, with Lolick covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 1 in the game. Lolick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer juggles the ball. That's an error on Boyer. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton is hit by the pitch. Kaline moves to second. Jim Northrup pinch runs for Willie Horton. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kaline scores. Northrup moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Tigers. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Northrup now playing left field. Walt Williams pinch hits for Tommy John. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Matthews scoops it up and throws to first, with Lolick covering, for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Freehan for a passed ball. McCraw moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stanley hits a fly ball towards left. Ward settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Ward. Stanley moves to second. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-2 in the game. Euler bunts towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Stanley moves to third. One out. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0-for-2 in the game. Lolick bunts in front of the plate. Josephson fields it and throws to first for the out. Stanley scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Tigers. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wirt hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-2 in the game. Josephson hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford pinch hits for Don McMahon. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a fly ball into left field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. AG hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McCraw moves to second. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCraw scores. AG moves to second. It's 4-1, Tigers. Bill Voss pinch runs for Ken Boyer. Fred Lasher now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Voss now playing right field. Pete Ward now playing third base. Rocky Colavito now playing left field. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stanley bunts in front of the plate. Josephson fields it and throws to first for the out. Matthews moves to second. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-2 in the game. Euler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lasher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lasher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Norm Cash now playing first base. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Colavito strikes out. One out. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Dwayne Josephson. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey strikes out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Ron Hansen. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Lasher covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.